This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome inside Amerant Bank Arena. That's where I am right now. For Panthers Insider here on a Saturday morning, Doug Plagans with you, and we've got an eventful show coming your way. As always, the Panthers in the midst of a home-heavy portion of the schedule, which works out well. The Panthers have been on the road a lot, and they've had a lot of success in those road games. We're going to relive some of what took place over the course of the last week coming up here in just a couple of moments. The Panthers wrapping up that road trip back on Tuesday, coming back home on Thursday, all wins. The Panthers tonight, folks, against the New Jersey Devils, 6 o'clock right here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. We hope to see you here. If you can't make it, we'll have you covered on AM 790 WAXY. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can catch us on 1230 The Gambler up in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. You can catch us on your Sirius XM platforms. Little tidbit here, if you are a Sirius XM subscriber and you have the Sirius XM app, you can find every Panthers game, whether it's home, road, whatever station we're on over the air. You can find us on your SiriusXM app at channel 932. We're always there. It's always our broadcast. What else takes all the guesswork out of it? The Panthers app. If you don't have that, download it right now. And that Panthers app has a radio button, top right corner, main screen. Hit that every game. You'll get us. Again, whether it's home, whether it's road, whatever station we're on over the air, it takes all the guesswork out of it. And you can find us right there on your Panthers app. So make sure you get that Panthers app, and we look forward to having you on board for the broadcast coming up later on this evening and into the future as well. We'll talk about what's coming up here for the Panthers over the next week or so. Handful of home games on tap, so we hope to have you out at Amerant Bank Arena. Coming up on Friday, folks, it's going to be Star Wars night. Annual Star Wars night. Panthers taking on the Minnesota Wild. That's going to be Friday at 7. Get your ticket package today. Includes a limited edition Star Wars night t-shirt plus a meet and greet with Star Wars characters. Go to floridapanthers.com today. Wednesday night, the Panthers are home against Detroit. And you can celebrate getting back on the ice at Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and the Red Wings. It's going to be mini Matthew Tkachuk bobblehead night coming up on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Get your seats today. FloridaPanthers.com. Claim your limited edition Matthew Tkachuk mini bobblehead. That's going to be coming up on Wednesday. So a couple of promotions on tap for the week. Coming up this week, just so you are aware, we hope to see you out here at Amerant Bank Arena tonight. Panthers Devils at 6. Monday, a matinee game on Monday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Panthers and the Anaheim Ducks in a renewal of that 1993 expansion rivalry. Couple of teams that only see each other twice a year, but forever linked historically because they entered the National Hockey League in the same year, the 93-94 season. Coming up on Wednesday, as I mentioned, it's mini Matthew Tkachuk bobblehead night, Panthers and the Red Wings at 7 o'clock right here in Amerant Bank Arena. And then on Friday night, the Panthers have the Minnesota Wild on the schedule. That's going to be a 7 o'clock game, and it's Star Wars night. So that's what lies ahead as far as the rest of this homestand is concerned for the Panthers. And that's the rest of the homestand, but when they go on the road this time, it's only going to be for one game. They go out for one game. It's going to be a week from Monday in Nashville. Then it's right back here to take on the Arizona Coyotes a week from Wednesday. So, again, a lot of home games coming up. We hope to see you out here at Amerant Bank Arena often as we cruise into, yes, the second half of the season. The Panthers' game against the LA Kings back on Thursday was game 41 of 82 in the regular season. So the Panthers have half a regular season in the books, and they find themselves in a good spot. The Panthers right now winners of 9 consecutive games, going for number 10 tonight when they host New Jersey. The Panthers and the Boston Bruins, well, they've played the same number of games, 41. The Panthers 1 point back of Boston. The Bruins currently leading the Atlantic Division. Interesting looking at the streaks the teams are on. The Panthers have won 9 in a row, as I mentioned. Boston has picked up 3 overtime loss points in a row to keep themselves in that top spot in the Atlantic. They had quite a cushion built up there for a while, but with what the Panthers have done lately, they have really closed the gap. And right now, the Panthers putting a ton of pressure on the team that they put a ton of pressure on back in the first round of the playoffs last year. Remember when the Panthers ousted the Boston Bruins following that historic regular season. But coming up here on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show, we covered a lot of what's coming up as far as the Panthers on the ice over the next week. We will take a look back at the week that was for the Panthers. We're going to hear some reaction sound following Thursday's overtime win over the Los Angeles Kings. So we've got some locker room sound coming up from after that victory here in just a little bit. We've got the highlights from the last three Panthers wins on tap for you. My friend and yours from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller, is going to stop by. We'll talk 9-game win streak. We'll talk about what's coming up. We'll talk about tonight's game against the Devils. 90s night back on Thursday night. Lots of stuff to get to with Randy coming up in segment number two. And in mentioning 90s night, there were a handful of Panthers alumni on hand back on Thursday evening. So we've got some sound coming up later on in the program from not only my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, but Ray Shepard from Tom Fitzgerald, and some cool things that they talked about as far as the Panthers' success they're having right now, maybe taking a look at it in comparison to the success they had back in the 90s, the way they've seen hockey grow down here, things like that. So, again, we'll hear from them coming up later on in the show, some cool sound that we had from back on Thursday night. It was 90s night, and there were, as I said, a handful of Panthers alumni on hand for that one. But first, let's dive right into the week that was. The Panthers went on the road to the Colorado Avalanche back on Saturday, a week ago today, as a matter of fact. The Panthers were in the midst of a long road trip, and it was really their last long road trip of the season. We'll talk about what all that means coming up here in just a moment as far as the Panthers and the time they've spent on the road is concerned. But the Panthers took a 6-game win streak into Denver. It was a heavyweight matchup 1 week ago, and the Panthers came out on top, won a 7th straight game. 8-4 was the final score, a little bit of a wild one that had some twists and turns, but here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
And far side, Sam Bennett plays down behind the net, Chuck in front of shot, they score, and it's Carter Verhaeghe out of the right circle, top shelf pass, Prosvetov, and the Panthers strike first, a 1-0 lead, 1-10 into the action. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs, and a nifty setup, and Carter Verhaeghe there to cash in. He stays red hot. 21 goals on the year. Goals in 5 straight games for Verhaeghe. Far side of the ice, Barkov into a tie with McKinnon. Barkov comes away with it, swerves away from McKinnon. Over on the far side of the ice, out to the line. This one held. Long shot, tip, they score! Gus Forsling put it on net. Sam Reinhart might have gotten a piece of that out in front. And the Panthers have a 2-0 lead, 3:02 in. Over on the far side, it's Makar. Lost it along the boards and a breakaway heading down to our right. It's Reinhart walking in. Shot and he scores! Top shelf 2 for Sam Reinhart. And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead with 12:19 to go here in the opening frame. Panthers reset and neutral ice. Played across by Kulikov, near side Reinhart. He's running too hard by Manson. But Reinhart powers through it. Gets the puck down to the near corner. And a tussle for the loose puck here on the near side. Barkov tries to pull it free. He's got it. Looks out front. Pass takes a bounce back to him. Barkov out of the near circle. Up top, Ekman-Larsson. Long wrist shot. He scores! Oliver Ekman-Larsson got the wrister from the point through. And the Panthers take the lead once again. It's 4-3. Brandon Montour left circle, and Verhaeghe hustles it down, gives down to the corner. Reinhart back out to Verhaeghe, top left circle. Now Montour straight onto the blue line, right circle, Barkov. Barkov side of the net, Tkachuk in front of shot, they score, and Sam Reinhart on the power play completes the hat trick, and the Panthers take a 5-4 lead, a power play goal for Sam Reinhart. Out in front, a shot, they score, and it's Kevin Stenlin right off the draw, backhand top shelf, and the Panthers take a 6-4 lead. Kevin Stenlin upstairs, and the Panthers are up a pair right off the draw. Stenlin pouncing on the puck, and he's able to roof it past Georgiev, and the Panthers now have a 2-goal cushion.
Back behind the net, Georgiev leaves it for Makar, and now Georgiev headed toward the bench. And a takeaway at center. It's fired on the empty net by Tkachuk, and he scores. And the Panthers take a 7-4 lead. Matthew Tkachuk from out at center ice, able to send it into the empty net, and he sends everyone to the exits here in Denver. Now Georgiev back to the bench. So the Avalanche, they're going to try this again. It's Nichushkin far side. lays it down behind the net, Rantanen there. Now over to the far side, intercepted. Forsling hands this one along. Tkachuk shovels it across. Verhaeghe after it, backhand toward the empty net. He scores! And Carter Verhaeghe gets his second of the game. And the Panthers take an 8-4 lead. Another empty net goal. Another win for the Panthers as the final seconds tick away. 8-4. The Panthers take care of business here in this one, and the Panthers keep it rolling. 8-4, the final. The Panthers get by the Colorado Avalanche in a big way, and the Panthers have taken the first three games on this long road trip.
So that was a seventh straight win for the Panthers. A lengthy little highlight montage there because it was an 8-4 win for the Panthers. A lot going on. And Carter Verhaeghe scored a couple. He bookended the goal scoring in that game. Opened the scoring at 1:10 of the first. Scored that last empty netter there with about 3:06 to play. So an 8-4 Panthers win. That was a seventh straight win. They topped Colorado. That was a big test on the road. And the Panthers passed that test. And then that would send them to St. Louis for the last game of that road trip, fourth and final game on the trip, and the Panthers were able to run away with that one. 5-1 was the final score as the Panthers won an eighth straight game back on Tuesday. Here's how that one sounded on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Played into the neutral zone by Ekblad. Bouncer down to our left. Lockwood in front. A shot. Gandjevic. And the save is made by the goaltender Hofer in front. And they scored. It's Kevin Stenlund to tie the game. And this one's knotted up at one with 4:04 to play here in the opening frame. Kevin Stenlund right out in front. Took the centering feed from Gandjevic. And he has this game tied at one. Kevin Stenlund, his second in as many games. Yes, you had Ekman Larson come out of the box as well as Buchnevich. Barkov side of the net, Tkachuk in front of shot, they score! Sam Reinhart on the power play, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. Sam Reinhart stays red hot. Another power play goal from right out in front, and the Panthers take the lead for the first time tonight. Bank pass right side, Tkachuk into the offensive end, top of the circle, finds a trailer for Hagen. Tkachuk, a shot, and he scores! And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. Great passing, Tkachuk and Verhaeghe, and it's Tkachuk to finish it off out of the right circle, and Matthew Tkachuk gives the Panthers a 3-1 lead. Matthew Tkachuk with a wrist shot out of the right circle, goals in four consecutive games for him.
Heads down to the corner, shoved off the puck by Parayko, but Lundell able to regather it. Plays it out to the line for Forsling. Left point, long shot, and he scores!
Took a deflection out front. Matthew Tkachuk may have gotten a stick on that, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 14:03 to play here in the third period.
In over the Panthers' line, it's Buchnevich down to the corner. Neighbors put it on net, and Kulikov knocked it away. Out come the Panthers. Now Tkachuk toward the empty net from a long distance, and he scores!
And it's a hat trick for Matthew Tkachuk. 5-1, the Panthers are in front with 56.7 seconds to go here in this third period of play.
Forsling's just going to sit on this one back inside the Panthers' zone. And the final seconds will tick away.
Well, that's it for this one. The Panthers put an exclamation point on the road trip, a 5-1 win here in St. Louis, and the Panthers sweep the four-game road trip, and the Panthers have now won eight straight games. The Panthers come through with a big third period. They get the insurance they were looking for, and they lock it down tonight. A 5-1 win here in St. Louis. Eight consecutive victories, five straight road wins for the Panthers. And again, they take all four on this long Western swing.
So a heck of a road trip there for the Panthers. Took all four on that road trip. And not only did the Panthers come away with four victories and four tries on that trip, and that was an eighth straight win for the Panthers as they would get ready to come home for Thursday's game against L.A., but the Panthers, after that game in St. Louis and after that road trip, they have just two games remaining outside the Eastern time zone, folks. One of those is going to be in Nashville a week from Monday. And the Panthers have one game in Dallas coming up in March that's part of a short road trip. But the Panthers are done with Mountain Time. They're done with Pacific Time games during the regular season. Great for all of you in terms of tuning into the action. No more of those, you know, 10:30 starts, things like that. But for the Panthers, it can't be overlooked just how much easier it is. And none of it's easy, but when you're in the midst of a playoff race late in the year, points, games, everything's magnified. It's a lot more manageable to be going north and south within your own time zone than to be going east and west across time zones, losing time, gaining time, things like that. So for the Panthers, what they've handled so far in terms of this road schedule, it's been a grind of a road schedule. But when you come out of it with the Panthers record that they currently have, the Panthers right now are 14-7-2 in road games. They're 27-12-2 overall. This is something that's going to prove to be a luxury schedule-wise for the Panthers down the road. A lot of their longest trips are in the books at this point in time, and we're not even to the All-Star break yet. So the Panthers have put themselves in a good spot. That game in St. Louis, Matthew Tkachuk picking up the natural hat trick in the third period helped propel the Panthers to an eighth straight victory, and they would make a run at number nine. It was a dramatic one on Thursday night when the Panthers came back home here to Amerant Bank Arena, kicked off a five-game homestand. It was a 3-2 overtime win for the Panthers. Here's how it sounded on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Evan Rodriguez will leave it for Oliver Ekman-Larsen. 9:08 to go in the second. 1-0 is the score. The puck carried along by Bennett left side. It's put back out in front, and they score! Who's going into Bennett, and the Panthers tie this game at one.
Sam Bennett's been a man on a mission.
Barkov, right side, goalie to the bench, across, Tkachuk, shot, save made by Tyler, puck to the near corner, and the puck handled by Reinhart behind the net, Barkov, Reinhart near boards, Reinhart looks across, and a shot, they score, and it's Carter Craig, let it rip on the right circle, that one may have gone off something out in front, 2:18 to go here in the third period, the Panthers tie the game at two, Matthew Tkachuk got a piece of it, and the Panthers have tied the game. 15 seconds to go in the overtime frame. Around it goes, and Reinhart will track it down. 12 seconds, still time for a rush. Reinhart brings it along quickly over the King's line down to our right. Right side then for Barkov. Top of the right circle. In close, Reinhart side of the net. Back in! He scores! Top shelf! Sam Reinhart beat the buzzer! 0.7 on the clock! 30 on the year for Reinhart! The Panthers have won 9 in a row! 3-2 the final in overtime!
Smoke him if he got him tonight!
So a dramatic victory for the Panthers in overtime, their ninth straight win. They kicked off the homestand on a high note there back on Thursday, 3-2 over the L.A. Kings. The Panthers split the season series with L.A. They're 27-12-2 overall, 13-5-0 on home ice. The Panthers are 5-0 in the new year. So since the calendar flipped to 2024, the Panthers are rolling. Since November 1st, folks, the Panthers are 23-9-1. Let's get some post-game reaction from the victory on Thursday night. This downstairs following the Panthers' victory. First, here's the head coach of the Panthers, Paul Maurice, talking about the Reinhart game-winning goal, his 30th goal of the season, and also just talking about the victory overall.
I mean, he's been doing it right for so long now. His shot placement's so good. That really wasn't it, though. Like, that was a mature game by our team. That was hard. That was a heavy game. And we weren't at full speed, and I don't hold that against them at all. But the last two games, I've been so very impressed by their ability to minimize their game in some ways, kind of get rid of some extra pieces to their game and get it down to a basic game. And I thought the game that the Lundell line had and the game that the Stenlund line gave us a chance to win the game, because we made an adjustment, change in the third, to run those two lines against their best, and those were two really good lines they played against, and held them and actually got us going with some momentum. It freed Barkov and Bennett up to play against some lines where they could get some action, and they did. Didn't go for us, but I really liked it. I mean, I know how tired they are. I know how much energy they got in the tank. I really liked the way they played that game. Very mature game from our team.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there really liked what he saw out of his team last time out in that win over L.A. Now to some of the players. Here is Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky from following the victory on Thursday night, just talking about the win over the Kings, what that one meant.
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, they played really good. They played a really good defensive game. Just, you know, stay with the puck, stay with the one moment. Obviously, on the overtime, they have a little bit more space, so the patience is important. So it's a big win for us. It's a huge win for us. It's bring the good positive emotions in the locker room, and we're just gonna keep building. And it's one game at a time, and we keep going.
Sergei Bobrovsky there. Here is Matthew Tkachuk. More on the statistical run he's put together here coming up in a moment. This was post-game Thursday talking about the win streak, which is currently at 9 games.
Yeah, and I mean, we've won, I think it's 9 in a row right now. So, I guess the only really thing that's on our mind is try to make it 10 on Saturday, but do it playing the right way. I mean, we've been trending, and I thought tonight was such a hard-fought battle against a really good defensive team, and came down to, like you said, the final second. So I thought tonight was a great game. Yeah, this streak has been awesome. It really has, and I just feel like we keep getting better throughout it. Like it's been a few weeks now, dating back to what's it, before Christmas. So it's kind of been longer than that. And always when you win, it's a good mood when you come to the rink, especially when you're playing the way we are right now.
Matthew Tkachuk, everybody feeling good, as he said right there. Everybody's feeling good having won 9 consecutive games. Last but certainly not least, here is the man who ended the game back on Thursday, Sam Reinhart, on the 9-game win streak.
You know, it's going well for us. We're really kind of in the moment, taking it day by day. This was a really tough test tonight, and I liked our battle. I liked our compete. We knew it wasn't going to be much on either side of the puck. It was going to come down inches, and that's a really solid team over there. So it was a fun one to play. You know, whether it's going good or bad, I mean, I've always kind of lived it day by day, and like I said, that's where our team's at right now. And you know, things are going well. We're trying to ride it and build off it. And that was a tough one tonight, but nice to come out on top.
Sam Reinhart has 30 goals this season. His 53 points also lead the Panthers. He's on a 5-game goal-scoring streak after that overtime winner the other night. Things really going well for him. In mentioning 5-game goal-scoring streaks, Matthew Tkachuk has one of those going right now, too. 7 goals in his last 5. Matthew Tkachuk currently has 16 points on a 7-game point streak. Alexander Barkov rolling along. He's up to 34 assists, which leads the team. Carter Verhaeghe has a 7-game point streak going. 13 points on a 7-game point streak for him. 7 straight games with an assist as well, if you want to continue breaking it down there. Some other stats worth noting here. Gus Forsling leading the Panthers at a plus 27 on the ice right now. Sergei Bobrovsky has won his last 7 starts in net for the Panthers, including a 31-save victory there on Thursday night in the overtime win over L.A. So for the Panthers, lots of things going well. The Panthers will look for a 10th straight win tonight when they meet the 21-15-3 New Jersey Devils, who are trying to surge back in and solidify themselves in the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference and in the Metropolitan Division. The Panthers have 1 win over New Jersey this season. They'll play the Devils 3 times when it's all said and done. Panthers looking for a 2nd win in as many tries against New Jersey tonight. It's a somewhat banged-up New Jersey team. They're without some key players, have been without some key players lately. We'll have a better idea as today goes on what their lineup will look like tonight, but they've been forced to do it without some of their key contributors lately, and we'll see what Lindy Ruff and his group put together for tonight's game. But that's going to take us to our first time out here on Panthers Insider. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we will hear from Red Deer Randy Moeller, my friend and yours, from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. He's going to stop by next. Later on, we've got some sound coming up from some of the Panthers alumni who are out at the game back on Thursday night for 90s night. It was a fun night for the Panthers, the first of the 3 decades night celebrations that we'll have over the course of the year. There will be a 2000s night down the road, also a 2010s night. So we hope to see you out for all the festivities we've got at Amerant Bank Arena as this season rolls along. Panthers and the Devils coming your way this evening, 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame. We'd love to see you here. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Randy Moeller stops by on the other side of the break talking all things Florida Panthers right here. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Today, I'm here with you Live from Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Right now, it's an empty Amerant Bank Arena. Some of the Panthers hitting the ice for morning skate right now as we speak. But it's not going to be an empty Amerant Bank Arena come about 6 o'clock tonight as we get ready for the opening faceoff. Panthers and the New Jersey Devils this evening at 6. Game 2 on this 5-game homestand. Panthers looking for a 10th consecutive win. That's right, a 10th straight win as the Panthers continue to put pressure on the Boston Bruins, looking to gain that top spot in the Atlantic Division. And, well, that could happen depending on what else happens across the league concerning Boston. And if the Panthers can get a win tonight, we'll wait and see how everything unfolds. The homestand continues Monday at 1 against Anaheim. Wednesday at 7, Detroit's in town. That's going to be Matthew Tkachuk mini bobblehead night. And then Friday night, the Minnesota Wild are here at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be Star Wars night. FloridaPanthers.com has all the info. SeatGeek.com has all the ticket info as well. And with lots of info on lots of things, stopping by right now, one of our favorite guests, my friend and yours, from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller, kind enough to join us here this morning. Randy, how are you today as the Panthers are getting ready for a 10th, potentially to win a 10th straight tonight?
Well, if tonight at 6 o'clock when they drop the puck, Doug, thanks for having me on, the excitement of we saw late in the third period and obviously in overtime in their last game against the LA Kings, you're going to be in for quite the show. The Panthers are running on all cylinders right now. Their star players are on fire. But I was asked yesterday, what has been the biggest thing why the Panthers have won 9 straight? And that's a difficult question to answer because I think it's a smidgen of a lot of things, a lot of little aspects of the game. And you go from penalty killing. The Panthers have only allowed 4 power play goals in the last 16 games. Their power play is really on track right now. Reinhardt's game-winning goal in overtime alludes to that against L.A. the other night. They've got power play goals in 7 straight games. You and I have talked a lot. If you're on the positive side of the special teams, penalty killing, power play, you're going to win 85-90% of the games. The Panthers penalty killing, power play, they're getting a key save, and especially Sergei Bobrovsky, who's won 7 straight, 8 of his last 9. It's not the quantity, it's the quality of saves. When the Panthers, you look back against Los Angeles last game, or even against St. Louis the game before, Panthers get down, but there's a key save at a critical moment in the game that seems to turn around and turn the momentum in the Panthers' way. Their energy level has been off the charts for 60 minutes, and I really think their conditioning has allowed them to pull away from teams during this streak. In the third period, with their conditioning, they just seem like they're fresher. They have more energy. They're able to execute at a high level, and that has worn teams down. And they've pulled away from teams in the third period a lot during this streak.
Yeah, everything clicking for the Panthers. Randy, you mentioned the special teams battle, and you pointed to it. But on the 9-game win streak, the Panthers have scored 12 power play goals. They've only allowed 3 power play goals to the opposition. So significantly on the plus side of things in the special teams battle there. And Randy, a couple things I want to get to based on what you just said there. Randy Moeller from the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida here with us on a Saturday morning on Panthers Insider. But post-game the other night, Paul Maurice said, you know, coming off a long road trip like that, he knew that there was some fatigue in his team, but he said he loved the way that they simplified the game, said that he thought they played a really mature game against the Kings and against the St. Louis Blues. When he says something like that, talking about ways the Panthers have simplified it, what stands out for you in that regard? Because against a team like L.A. specifically, that's how you're going to have to play, because they're going to make it tough on you at times, and they did make it tough on the Panthers at times, but ultimately the Panthers did what they had to do to win that game.
I think you hit it on the head, Doug. You talk about maturity. What does maturity mean? That means that you've got confidence in your game, but also, too, you have patience in your game. And the Panthers, when they've got themselves in trouble in a lot of different games, they've gotten down maybe a goal or maybe two, and they change the way, the system that they want to play. and they open things up, and then you expose yourself to odd man rushes and get yourself out of position, and you start chasing the puck, chasing the game, and that. Panthers have shown a lot of patience. They've just stuck with it, okay? They've taken what's been given to them. If there's no play to make a fancy rush up the ice and a clear entry into the offensive zone and then make your plays and that, if it's not there, just get the puck in deep, get it behind their defense, maybe get into some board battles and win some board battles and get some quality shots on goal. I think that's a sign of a team that's really mature, that has had the experience, because you go back, that's the way they got into the playoff race last year, and it continued with the success in the playoffs. They would chip and chase after that puck. They'd have good support. Don't expose yourself. And you talk to the other teams. It's easy for us because we see the way the Panthers have performed this year, especially on this winning streak. You talk to the other teams and they say, wow, they're just suffocating defensively. They don't give us anything. They don't allow us to do what we want to do. They force us into making plays that we really don't want to make. That's a sign of a solid two-way game and a two-way team. And the Panthers right now, they're playing that way. They bought in and they've gotten the saves. So there's a number of different elements that you have to look at of why in a macro of why the Panthers are in this position right now. And Doug, they've put themselves in a good position now. They've got these long road trips, especially out west, out of the way. They got 41 games left. They got 17 of those in their own division. They only have 8 games that are out of conference. So they've earned the right. They've gone through a tough part of their schedule. And now, if they play and they're able to get the rest that they're going to need, and it's pretty busy up until the All-Star break here, but if they can bank these points, it's a lot easier to bank. Going back last year when they were chasing 5, 6, 7 points out of a wild card spot, you don't want to put yourself in that position. You want to have the luxury of having a playoff spot wrapped up with 10, 12, 13 games remaining.
Yeah, Randy, and mentioning that, Randy Moeller here with us on Panthers Insider, but you played in the league for a long time, and I mentioned it back in the opening segment. The Panthers only have 2 games left outside the Eastern time zone. Beyond that, if they're going to go back to the Mountain or the Pacific time zone this season, it wouldn't be until the Stanley Cup final if they're fortunate enough to get back to that point. And I said that it shouldn't be understated how important it is down the stretch to have the luxury that you're only going north and south within your own time zone for the most part, rather than crossing to time zones, losing time, gaining time. How much, I know none of it's easy, the whole season's a grind, but how much more manageable is it when you only have to worry about being in your own time zone versus having to go across time zones, going west? The Panthers are going to have all that done when they get into March and beyond.
Yeah, it all plays into the work that the Panthers have done, and now they, like I said, they put themselves in that position. And another thing that needs to be mentioned as well, and I'm knocking on wood right now, is the Panthers' health has been on the positive side. You look around the NHL, there's teams that are just decimated by injury. Well, right now, the Panthers have been able to avoid that for the most part. They've had a couple of players get nicked up, miss a game or two. Once Montour and Ekblad got back in the lineup after those off-season surgeries and that, the Panthers have been rolling right along. They are healthy. They've got a lot of depth. They've got good players that are sitting there chomping at the bit, waiting to get in. That all plays in it because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And they're going to need players like Josh Mahura and Lawrence and some of these depth players, because there will be a few, hopefully only small injuries, and everybody is the next man up. Panthers have benefited from having a good start and a really good run right here. And then you're going to see in the second half of the season, hopefully the Panthers can play well above 500. Other teams that are chasing them and chasing a playoff spot, they start cannibalizing each other because they've got head-to-head games and only one team can win, and there's only 2 points that can be given out in that. And then you start seeing the fruits of your labor, and there's going to be a lot of teams, I think, both in the East and the Western Conference, these teams in the lower tier, they're going to start dropping out because the cream always comes to the top, and the Panthers right now should be considered as one of the top teams to finish in the Eastern Conference.
Randy Moeller here with us. Last one here for you, Randy, and you mentioned health, and yeah, knock on wood, the Panthers, they've been without Nick Cousins for the last four games, but that's really the only injury on the Panthers' side of things. New Jersey coming in tonight, though, a little different. This is a team that's had some guys banged up lately, and they've been without some key players over the last handful of games. If the Panthers are going to win a 10th straight tonight, what's it going to take against this New Jersey team?
Well, I always say you have to respect your opponent and make sure that you understand the small details in the strengths and the weaknesses of the opposition. And the Panthers can expect that it's going to be a quick game. The Devils are one of the fastest skating teams in the NHL. They've got a lot of speed up front. Panthers have to be aware of that. Defense cannot allow these speedsters to get in behind them and get clear shots on goal off the rush. That's number one. Number two is if the Panthers are going to win again, the quality saves at key times and then the special teams. If the Panthers can be on the positive side of the special teams, which they have been throughout this streak, they will bank another 2 points.
Randy Moeller here with us. You can catch him and the whole crew on the Panthers TV broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. Randy, Panthers Devils tonight at 6. We look forward to seeing you out at the rink. And as always, thanks for stopping by here on a Saturday morning.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on. And Panther fans, hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride. It's been a fun time so far. We hope that continues.
It has been a fun time. Randy Moeller, thanks very much for stopping by. Always a fun time to have Randy Moeller on the program here on Panthers Insider. We've got one more segment to go. Panthers and the Devils coming up tonight at 6. We hope to see you out here at Amerant Bank Arena. Back on Thursday when the Panthers kicked off their homestand, it was 90s night against the Los Angeles Kings. Of course, the Panthers won their 9th straight game. They did so in dramatic fashion, but there were some Panthers alumni on hand. We've got some cool sound bites coming up on the other side of the break from not only my broadcast partner Billy Lindsay, but also Tom Fitzgerald, Ray Shepard. We'll hear from them coming up on the other side of the break, talking about the Panthers from various angles coming up on the other side of the break. So that is next in our final segment here on Panthers Insider. Flying by because we're having fun on a Saturday morning. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back. A few minutes to go here on Panthers Insider. Panthers and the New Jersey Devils tonight at 6. Doug Plagans with you. Catch all the action across the Panthers Radio Network tonight. If you're in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can catch us on AM 790 WAXY. The Panthers app makes it so easy to tune in. Let's get right into some of the sound. We had some Panthers alumni out back on Thursday. It was 90s night. Panthers won a 9th straight game. But there was a media availability with some of the Panthers alumni. Ray Shepard, Billy Lindsay, Tom Fitzgerald. Let's get to some of the sound from that first. Here was Ray Shepard. Says he's noticed the buzz increase around the Panthers from the youth levels through the coaching he's done.
I've been coaching down here for, you know, about 20 years, and the last 3 years, I would say, like, the favorite players of kids now are Alexander Barkov, Tkachuk, Ryan Hart, Ekblad, Bobrovsky. Before, it was Kane, Taves, Matthews, McDavid. So it's nice that we have our own superstars for these kids to kind of look up to, emulate, and something to strive for. Like, I'm fortunate enough, I coached Shane Gostisbehere for 5 years. And, you know, his favorite player growing up was Nick Lidstrom. And, you know, it's like, we need his best, we need his favorite player to be Gus Forsling. You know, that's the type of mentality you need. And it's starting to come to fruition here.
Ray Shepard right there. Here's my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, on what it means as Panthers alumni to see the current Panthers success.
For myself, I bounce around from team to team, but never like here. I never had ties to anywhere like I did here. So for me, from that aspect, this this became my home. 30 years. I can't. I look back, and where I live now is 5 miles from where I stayed at training camp. And it's kind of surreal when you walk by with your wife sometimes, and you're 5 miles, 30 years, 5 miles from where you went to training camp is kind of astonishing for myself. With Fitzy and line mates and Sheps, and we had the time of our lives. It was great. It was awesome back then. But that was then. And for myself and this new team and this new chapter, it's for myself, it doesn't get much better than to see this finally come to some fruition on the other end of it. It's been a joy for myself, put it that way. I've turned into a fan.
Billy Lindsay there. Here's Tom Fitzgerald, general manager of the Panthers' opponent tonight, the New Jersey Devils. But he was a key member of the early years Panthers team. And as an alum, here's Tom Fitzgerald and what it's like seeing the current Panthers' success and some comparisons to the early years teams.
They're a very well-structured team. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of hardness. They're disciplined. They're highly competitive. When you can put that all together, you become a Stanley Cup contending team. I would say there's a lot more talent. I don't want to sell Shep. A lot more talent on this team than we had, but we're highly competitive. We had great goaltending. We were disciplined. We were committed to, you know, how we needed to play to forge forward. And this team does the same thing. You saw it last year, where they were, you know, where they had to get to, and they went where they ended up. Because of that commitment, because of that discipline, because of that, they were connected, they were committed, and they were competitive. So, yeah, there's no surprise. I mean, they're always going to be a top team with the talent that they have, but talent's only one aspect of the game. But when you can commit to a system and stick to it, you're hard to play against.
Great to hear from some of the Panthers alumni. Tom Fitzgerald there, Billy Lindsay before that, Ray Shepard before him. That's it for us here on Panthers Insider this morning. Panthers Devils tonight at 6. Panthers looking for a 10th straight win, game 2 on their 5-game homestand. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com for all the ticket info. Big thanks Randy Moeller for stopping by. Big thanks Dan Day, as always, for the great work on the other side of the glass. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back. A few minutes to go here on Panthers Insider. Panthers and the New Jersey Devils tonight at 6. Doug Plagans with you. Catch all the action across the Panthers Radio Network tonight. If you're in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can catch us on AM 790 WAXY. The Panthers app makes it so easy to tune in. Let's get right into some of the sound. We had some Panthers alumni out back on Thursday. It was 90s night. Panthers won a 9th straight game. But there was a media availability with some of the Panthers alumni. Ray Shepard, Billy Lindsay, Tom Fitzgerald. Let's get to some of the sound from that. First, here was Ray Shepard. Says he's noticed the buzz increase around the Panthers from the youth levels through the coaching he's done.
I've been coaching down here for, you know, about 20 years, and the last 3 years, I would say, like, the favorite players of kids now are Alexander Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhardt, Ekblad, Bobrovsky. Before, it was Kane, Taves, Matthews, McDavid. So it's nice that we have our own superstars for these kids to kind of look up to, emulate, and something to strive for. Like, I'm fortunate enough, I coached Shane Gostisbehere for 5 years. And, you know, his favorite player growing up was Nick Lidstrom. And, you know, it's like, we need his favorite player to be Gus Forsling. You know, that's the type of mentality you need. And it's starting to come to fruition here.
Ray Shepard right there. Here's my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, on what it means as Panthers alumni to see the current Panthers success.
For myself, I bounce around from team to team, but never like here. I never had ties to anywhere like I did here. So for me, from that aspect, this became my home. 30 years. I look back, and where I live now is 5 miles from where I stayed at training camp. And it's kind of surreal when you walk by with your wife sometimes and 5 miles from where you went to training camp is kind of astonishing for myself. With Fitzy and Limeades and Sheps, and we had the time of our lives. It was great. It was awesome back then. But that was then. And for myself and this new team and this new chapter, it's for myself, it doesn't get much better than to see this finally come to some fruition on the other end of it. It's been a joy for myself, put it that way. I've turned into a fan.
Billy Lindsay there. Here's Tom Fitzgerald, general manager of the Panthers' opponent tonight, the New Jersey Devils. But he was a key member of the early years Panthers team. And as an alum, here's Tom Fitzgerald and what it's like seeing the current Panthers' success and some comparisons to the early years teams.
They're a very well-structured team. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of hardness. They're disciplined. They're highly competitive. When you can put that all together, you become a Stanley Cup contending team. I would say there's a lot more talent. A lot more talent on this team than we had, but we're highly competitive. We had great goaltending. We were disciplined. We were committed to, you know, how we needed to play to forge forward. And this team does the same thing. You saw it last year, where they were, you know, where they had to get to, and they went where they ended up because of that commitment. Because of that discipline, because of that, they were connected, they were committed, and they were competitive. So, there's no surprise. I mean, they're always going to be a top team with the talent that they have. But talent's only one aspect of the game. But when you can commit to a system and stick to it, you're hard to play against.
Great to hear from some of the Panthers alumni, Tom Fitzgerald there, Billy Lindsay before that, Ray Shepard before him. That's it for us here on Panthers Insider this morning. Panthers Devils tonight at 6. Panthers looking for a 10th straight win, game 2 on their 5-game homestand. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com for all the ticket info. Big thanks Randy Moeller for stopping by. Big thanks Dan Day, as always, for the great work on the other side of the glass. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.